travel and stuff lower down. At the moment, from the right-hand side of the page, and we'll bring it up on the mobile and you can have a look at it. I've got an iPad on the phone, you can have a look at it in a bit. There's the short updates of news. Kate will run you through this a bit more, what we're actually doing and what it means. That's how it looks at the moment. So for the future, there's a few things we're looking at. We're feeding into a bigger BBC strategy, which has been talked about a bit, which is called the four screens strategy. So for online content, we're looking at mobile, tablet, computers and TVs. The sort of four screens people use to look at stuff, whether it's TV, the internet, whatever. And within that strategy, mobile, it's a mobile first strategy. So we're looking at building stuff for the mobile site and something that's called a responsive site. So it will work on mobile, but then if you look at it on tablet, it'll open up a bit more for a tablet, and then for a computer, the content will display in a different way on a computer, and then finally display in a different way on a television set, depending on the size of your screen. So it's making it optimised, the website, depending on what screen you've got, making it work first. And I talked about mobile being very important to us. At weekends now, I'm not sure if it's every weekend, but certainly a few weekends, more people have been coming to our website on mobile phones, that's mobile apps and tablets, than they have on computers. And that's been a very new thing this year, past few months. I think it happened first in July. But actually, now it's 45% of all our traffic to the BBC website is coming via mobile, tablet, apps. A large part of that is on the BBC News app.
45%.
Yeah, 45%. So actually, it's probably not that far away when mobile phones are going to be the majority. That's where more clicks are going to come from. So that's where we've got the mobile first strategy. And that's the way it's going, really. So things we might do. On that site I just showed you, we've got something called More Over Feeds. Now this is something... being the BBC and we're publicly funded, or uniquely funded by the licence fee, what we do is we bring in content from other news sources in the area automatically. So these more over feeds, I'll show you them on the page. So on our Birmingham page, actually we've got this area here where we're saying, oh, if you want to read the local newspaper in Wolverhampton, the Express and Star, about a sex mad policeman, probably do. So you just click on that, and obviously that takes you to Sex Mad Tipton police officer will face when you hear it.
We need to see his face.
Oh, boy.
Or any of these other stories, Dublin News, Express and Star, Birmingham Post. Actually, for two big cities, Birmingham and Wolverhampton, there's not actually many newspapers in the area at all. Very dominated by two big dailies, well, three big dailies, really. And actually, this is really popular, this figure. There's something like 6% click-through rate, which is really, really high. Something like that, clicking off to somewhere else. So 6% of people on the page will click off to one of those. I think in advertising terms, it's something like 0.some% that clicks off to adverts. So that's really high. So that's something that people like seeing on our page, or you know, maybe there's just good headlines, sex mad police officers, you know, that is going to get some people clicking. So one of the things we're looking at is how we can bring this automated sort of stuff up into local live. And actually just having it as part of the main offering. Because we're trying to share stuff anyway from other local news sources. So can we've got an automated bit here, and we've got a curated journalist written bit here. Can we bring them together? And they're the sort of things we're looking at. Maybe travel. travel updates could be automated. So we've got like a travel page down here, and you see latest incidents. That's automatic. No one's writing that. That's automatically being brought in. So maybe travel updates could be brought in automatically. Weather, perhaps, because again, someone else somewhere in some other place in the weather department is filling this stuff in, filling this data, and it's automatically appearing on this page. So can we just pull it up into local life? So these sort of areas are where we're looking at. And then I don't know if you guys have done much about tagging, if it's a big deal, talking about tagging in on the web. It's something we're looking at. It's tricky because it's very labour-intensive for the journalists to do it. So we've had trials doing that. But ideally what you want is an automated thing. You want something where you can look at the story and say, "Hey, that story is about Birmingham, but it's also about this part of Birmingham called Moseley, but it's also about, you know, fires." And we want some tool that could do that automatically. Whether that would bring it automatically onto the page, maybe not. Maybe it'd automatically bring it into the journalist's inbox, so it's just there for them to do what they want with. But anyway, they're the sort of areas we're looking at as well. So this is all the future. It's taken enough to get where we are at the moment, to be honest.
Sorry, how do you see this connection to potential competitors? I mean, it's unusual for a local newspaper, for a newspaper at all, to have connection with to other, let's say, competitors. I mean, in the online environment, it's pretty common. How do you see this evolution?
How do I see us like linking out to competitors? What do I think
about
it?
Yeah, I mean, if you have LinkedIn, you have Sour News.
And what do they think about it?
They think it's good, I think.
But do they do the same thing on their websites?
We have, so for instance, I showed you these, the competitors, the live page. There's one on a newspaper in the next city over that way, Coventry. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's nearby, Coventry. They've started running live pages on their newspaper website, and they were linking to some BBC stories on it the other day, I saw. But they're not in the same way we're doing it. They were just saying, "Here's an interesting story the BBC's doing." It's not a story they would have done. It was a sort of broad, it wasn't about commentary, it was just a broader story that they would never have done themselves. But they linked off to the BBC, which is great. It wouldn't happen in a competitive environment, I don't think, in the same way. The BBC, I'd say, it's uniquely funded. It's funded by licence fees. So there's an argument that we're big players in a field. And so actually those Moreover fields, Moreover feeds, were something that we worked out with local newspapers that we should do because of the BBC being in the market. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
It came out of the Graph report. Quite a few years ago there was a report about BBC Online and local newspapers. And so that was one of the things that came out of it, that the BBC should link out. And actually, the BBC has a remit. I don't have the figure off the top of my head, but it's a very high figure, or something like, it's either 500,000 or 1 million clicks, external clicks from the BBC website to other websites. It's got a remit that has to do that. Not just to other news sources, just clicks away from the BBC website.
I
can't be quoted on these figures. I don't know them exactly. I think it used to be 500,000, and I think it's gone up to 1 million, but I'm not certain on those figures.
Okay.
But it's in those sort of areas, definitely, isn't it? So actually the BBC is seen as a place where people do come to, but we should be sharing stuff and trying to put people to other places. And that's what we're trying to do with Local Live, so all those sort of direct links to our sources. If we put a tweet up from someone, we'll put a link to that tweet up, that sort of thing. Okay. But, I think it's seen as something that's been quite successful, the Moreover feeds, linking out. In some areas, we've tried to put hyperlocal blogs on them. There's been discussions, so there are some hyperlocal blogs on them, but it's mainly local newspapers. There needs to be quite a high editorial bar for us to automatically bring stuff in. And, you know, there are problems with it sometimes. Sometimes adverts come in. Because newspapers have adverts on them. We don't have advertising on. So sometimes adverts automatically come in and we have to get rid of them and change the feeling and stuff. Might need to change it. Yeah.
Oh, do you see the hyperlocal bloggers, do you see them as reliable sources for news? Could you link direct to them, or would you confirm everything before you would use that kind of stuff?
We should probably move on to Kate, because she can answer these sort of questions better than me in some ways. So as I said, this is Kate Newman. She